There's an obvious connection today between today's first reading and the gospel reading. They're both stories built around a widow, and are stories of, I don't know if I want to say extreme generosity, but really incredible generosity. And I think it helps to understand the power of these readings if we remember the social and economic structures of the time of the Old Testament, the time of Jesus, that just about the poorest of the poor would be a widow. For in those cultures and in those times, a woman had certainly no social status nor economic status. Her ability to indeed live was very much dependent upon a husband who brought home the food. And when a woman lost her husband, she was left really stranded unless she had sons who would in some ways take over that economic role of providing for the family. And so in today's first reading, you have the situation of a widow with a young child. Obviously, the implication is that that child is not yet at an age where he can earn a living and provide for them. And they're literally not just hungry, they're starving. And here comes this stranger, the prophet. The prophet. Elijah. And what does he do? One might wonder just how sensitive this guy was. He doesn't exactly demand that she feed him, but effectively he does. He who is aware of her extreme poverty and extreme need, and as she herself tells us later in the story, this is going to be their last meal. They have reached the point at which there just is nothing else. She nonetheless responds to his request with generosity, because she senses in some way that God is present. And of course, it's a story with a happy ending, because that act of trust elicits an even greater generosity on the part of God. That no longer will her cupboards be bare, and indeed they will be overflowing. Nice story. We skip to the gospel. Again, it's about a widow. And again, it's about great generosity. And the truth is, we could learn things just by focusing in on that first reading. But I think today's gospel takes us to a whole nother level. Because today's gospel challenges us not only to acts of generosity on our own part, not only challenges us to identify who really are the poorest in our own times, in our own culture, but it says something about God. And if I can share personally, it's my favorite image about God. You know, God is a spirit, right? And as I keep trying to teach my eighth grade students, not with great success, God is a spirit, so God is not physical. But we've always had a need, understandably, to come up with images to try to capture who God is. And so, in the Old Testament, carried on into the New Testament, we hear about God portrayed as a shepherd, for example, very physical. Is God really a shepherd? No. God's a spirit. But we have to keep finding images that tell us a little bit about what God is like. And Jesus very much plays to this. In the parables, when he's telling us about the owner of a vineyard or whatever, he's giving us images of what God is like. I just want to propose to you this morning that I think in the story of the poor widow we have, I think, the most beautiful and powerful image that Jesus ever gives us of what God is like. Reflect with me. What does she do? In today's gospel, we have someone who, in the words of this translation, contributes all that she had, her whole livelihood. In other translations, it says her very life herself, and gives it over to those in need, gives it over to the treasury. What is it that God has done in Jesus Christ? Those of you who are parents, those of you who are friends to others, perhaps have had the experience of feeling frustrated at times because maybe the son or the daughter you love, the friend that you love, is really needy. And you're frustrated because you don't know what more you can do for that person. You've tried everything, whatever it is. Do you ever think of God in that way? As the parent who looks at the needs of his people and says, what more can I do? Because what he does is give, not of just his whole livelihood, but his very life himself in Jesus Christ. I have to always be a little bit careful of making comparisons, but it is as if God were that poor widow. There's nothing more to give us than Jesus Christ. And so when you and I pray, and pray for good and legitimate things, whether it's health or success or for peace or whatever it is, we already always need to do it in a context which reminds ourselves that God has already given us everything that we need and everything that really God can give us in Jesus Christ. And that all these other things are other aspects of that gift. They're all secondary because God has given us everything. So, where does that leave us? Well, if today's first reading calls us to a generosity, certainly today's gospel does as well. And you know that. We live that out in ways, imperfectly, admittedly, but we live it out. That's what love is about. That's what the kind of sacrifices we make on behalf of those we love and to those that we reach out in love. We give of our very life out of our poverty. And what is our poverty? Our poverty is that we have nothing else to give in many cases. It certainly is a call to generosity. And it is a call to recognize, and this may seem a little strange, the vulnerability of God. But God has put it out there for us. He's not held back. He's not said, I'll try this, but I'm going to keep this something else for myself. He's given us his very life in Jesus Christ. Let us continue to reflect as a community of faith on that great gift. And let's continue to celebrate that great gift as we do every time we gather in Eucharist for the gift of Jesus Christ. Praying that we may come to discover in his life and in his message and in his gifts the things that we truly and most deeply long for.